trying to mess her up, wasn't he? I get on to him all the time. He won't let her help them sing in their group. I tell him because he's just show them up. Good job, Melissa. Amen. Got your Bibles? Turn me to the book of Jeremiah. It's good to see one of you here. May the Lord bless you. We appreciate you visitors to come. And I want you to know we welcome you here with us here at the Calvary Baptist Church. We're glad to be a part. Aren't you glad to be a part? And this is just a local assembly here, but I'm glad to be a part of the real body of Christ. A lot of people gets to be part of a local assembly, but never got into the family of God. Folks, you got to be into the family of God. The only way you can get in there is through the new birth. Got your Bibles? Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter number 37. Jeremiah chapter number 37. Have you look into the Word of God this morning? Jeremiah 37. They thrown Jeremiah into prison. They didn't like what he was prophesying, preaching, but he had a word from God. Begin reading at verse 14. Then said Jeremiah, it's false. I fall not away to the Chaldeans. But he hearkened not to him. So Jeremiah took Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. For the princes were wroth with Jeremiah and smote him. Put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that a prison. When Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and unto the cabins of Jeremiah, and Jeremiah had remained there many days. And Zedekiah the king sent and took him out, and the king asked him secretly in his house, is there any word from God, or any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is. For said he, thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Moreover, Jeremiah said unto the king Zedekiah, what have I offended against thee, or against thy servants, or against this people, that you put me in prison? Where are now your prophets which prophesied to you, saying, the king of Babylon, it says, shall not come against you, nor against his land? Therefore, hear now, I pray thee, O Lord the king, let my supplications, I pray thee, be accepted before thee, that thou cause not me not to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. And then Zedekiah the king commanded they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street until all the bread in the city was spent. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Notice what he said in verse number 17. Verse number 17. He's called him up secretly and asked him, says, is there any word from God? And he said, there is. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we want to thank you. Lord, not only was there a word from you then, but we still today have a word from you. Lord, we have a book of it. Here's a word standing open right before us. Now I pray that you'd help us to take heed to it. I pray that you'd speak to us and through us through your eternal word this morning. I pray that you'd speak to each one of our hearts. Pray, our Father, you speak to our nation in a special way before it's too late. Please, Lord, have mercy upon us. Have your way in our hearts and our lives, and God, somehow. We know it's only through your providence and sovereignty we could see a move across this land today of your power and your spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Jeremiah was a little different than a lot of them prophets. A lot of difference than a lot of them prophets in those days. I want to go back to the first chapter of the book of Jeremiah just a few moments. And maybe look at some other verses in this chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Go with me to the first chapter, though, of the book of Jeremiah. And this evening, Jeremiah had a word from God. You see, and the king brought him to him to ask him secretly. He was hoping that he had a different word for him. See, he'd already been telling them what God had been telling him, and that's what really matters. Amen? That's what really matters. But we see in this first chapter of the book of Jeremiah, we see in the Word of God, look in verse number 4. Jeremiah said, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of thy womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, that shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, nor I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, pull down, destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. More the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? I said, I see a rod and an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, that's well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seeding pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon the inhabitants of the land. For though I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, they shall come, they shall not set every one his set, they shall set every one his throne in the entering of the gates of Jerusalem and against the walls therein. It says round about and against all the cities of Judea. Now I pour out my judgment against him according to all their wickedness, and who have forgotten me, and have burned incense of the gods, and worship the works of their own hands. Therefore gird up your loins, and arise, and speak unto them, and all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. But behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar, and a brazen wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Thank God for his word. I want to tell you something. God had a special calling and a special anointing upon old Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, I want to tell you something. You go preach what I bid you to preach. You go prophesy what I prophesied you to preach. Listen, they had a lot. You read through the book of Jeremiah, you'll find where God said, listen, they didn't follow the law. The priest didn't. Listen, and once it was in authority and the pastors and everything else, and you know what they said about them? Some of them said, did not know the Lord. Listen, God's word is what really counts. You can see now why Jeremiah said, while he was even in the dungeon of the prison, he said, I won't tell you, is any word from God? He said, there is. I want to tell you something. God still got a word. You know what? You know what? God had a word for this nation at this particular time during Jeremiah's day. They were living in a time when they're departing from God. They were living in a time of apostasy. They were living in a time when wickedness was everywhere they turned. They'd forgot God. You know the number one sin? People say there's this or that. Listen, yeah, it's awful. But the number one starting sin is when a nation or when a church or when an individual forgets God. That's why he said in Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that what? Forget God. You forget God, you're in trouble. I'm talking about big trouble. Now wonder they come to Jeremiah. I said, Jeremiah, you got any word from God? He said, there he is. God still got a word. Got a book full of it here. In fact, they told old Jeremiah, I said, Jeremiah, you know, one time, Jeremiah, he said he got discouraged one time. He did. He said, I think I'm going to quit. So they won't listen. They don't care.
And the Bible said the word of God was shut up in his bones like a fire. You know where? God called Jeremiah. He knew him in his mother's womb. He ordained him and called him to do exactly what he wanted him to do. God is still the same. He is still the same. It don't take you very long to find out if God has called somebody or hadn't called somebody. But I want to tell you something. God had called Jeremiah. He called him, listen, before he was ever born. I'm glad, glory to God, God didn't wait out a while. I said, Jeremiah, you want to do this? You want to do that? No, God called him, listen, while he was still in his mother's womb, like he did old John the Baptist. He called him, even John the Baptist in his womb, when he heard, listen, the salutation of the Son of God. He said, you know what the Bible said? He leaped in the womb of his mother, even and filled with the Holy Ghost, even his mother's womb. Thank God. I'm telling you, God's forecalling and foreknowledge. And listen, God is sovereign. He calls people even before they're born. He said, blowing my mind. Let us let it blow it on out. Let's blow it, Lord. Why? God's sovereign. He said, I don't believe that. Your book said it. Word of God said it. He said, I ordained thee to be a prophet. Jeremiah, that's why he said the gifts and calling of God are that repentance. Listen, God called him, listen, from his mother's womb and gave him a word. I'm telling you, it was shut up in his bones like a fire. I'm telling you, Jeremiah, he was a weeping prophet. Did you know that? He was a prophet. Listen, that was a simple prophet. He was one that was as full of simplicity. He was simple. You know why? He said when God listened, God knew he called him. God called him in his womb. But when God started speaking to him, when he was born, and God wanted him to go get at it, he said, I'm a child. I can't speak. Well, but I'm going to tell you something. That's who God wants to mold and shape. He wants somebody that's willing to say, Lord, I can't. He's not looking for somebody to say, I'm going to do it, I'm best. No. He's looking for somebody that will say, I can't speak, I can't. Reminds me of Moses. That's what Moses said. Why do you look at all these men that God used? God called him, and when he started speaking to him, Lord, I can't speak. I don't have the vocabulary. I don't have it. No, listen. Can I tell you something? I don't either. But I'm going to thank God. You can still get a word from God. Reminds me of Peter and John and them. Boy, they had a word from God. They was on their way to prayer meeting one day. Peter, you got any word from God? You and John got any word from God? Well, they had a word just headed to prayer meeting. They did. You know what they said about all of this? A bunch of fishermen. They weren't scientists. They weren't on top of the list as far as degrees. No. They weren't nowhere like that. But you know what the Bible said about old Peter and John then? He said they was ignorant. And said they was unlearned. But they took knowledge of one thing. They'd been with Jesus. That's what makes the difference. You know what? I've seen some that had doctor's degrees, but they've been with Jesus. That's okay. That's good. Me and Brother Buford rode one back and forth one day to camp meeting over me every morning. Some of you know him, but I tell you who it was. It was Brother Crumpton. Brother Crumpton. Some of them call him Dr. Crumpton. Brother Crumpton, you know why? He was full of wisdom. He had the power of God on him. You know why? He'd been with Jesus. I heard him preach one night at camp meeting. I don't believe it was a dry eye in the crowd when he got through preaching, including himself. He preached on, God forbid that I should sin in ceasing to pray for you. He preached on the sin of prayerlessness. That's what he said. God forbid, that scripture, that I should sin in ceasing to pray for you. Any one of us who went weeping with him won't believe. You know why? God smote our hearts. Because if we'd be honest, we could say, Lord, now I ain't one that maybe committed some great big sin people call sin. It is. It's awful. But have we prayed for others? Have we prayed like we ought to? God forbid. Oh, yeah. But we said there's a word from God. Yeah, there's a word from God. You want to find out where it is? Thy word shall lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What did Peter and John do? They was headed to prayer meeting and ran across a man that was crippled from his mother's womb. He was sitting at the gate. Listen, expecting with his, he was sitting there, so he couldn't work, he was crippled. Someone to give him something, had a cup or something there to put it in to help him along the way. But you know what Peter said to him? He fastened his eyes upon him. And the guy was looking, the Bible said, listen, he was looking, expecting to receive something from him. You know what Peter said to him? Here's a word Peter had. He said, any word from God? Yes, there's one. Peter's got it. He said, silver and gold I don't have, and I've got none. But such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Get up. That's better than silver and gold. Takes a lot of silver and gold now if you're going to get help anywhere else. But he said, we don't got none of that. But then he told him, he said, such as I have, I'm going to give it to you. But you know what? If we don't have it, we can't give it. We got a word from God. Got a lot of people's hungry and thirsty. Looking for something. Searching for something. Have we got anything to give them? People come to the house of God expecting to receive something. I hear people all the time saying, hey, it's dead. I'm going to tell you something. But thank God for the little life that we have. Even right here in this congregation. And I'm going to tell you something. God's got it and got much more. He wants to give us. Hallelujah. What have you got you can give? Have you got the Word of God? Do I have the Word of God I can give somebody? All right, all I can give them. I often have people come up to me. Sometimes in parking lots of stores and sometimes elsewhere. Won't help. I can't help them. But you know what? If I got a dollar or two, whatever, I can give them to help them along the way. Maybe that's good. But what a lot of time people really need is like someone come to our house one time, about the 34th time. And you know, I wasn't sometimes quite as plain spoken as Carol was. But she said, finally she said to them about the third or the fourth time, said, this is not helping y'all. She started talking to him more about the Lord. I don't know why, but they never did come back. But you got a word, you got a track. And you know what? But what we really need is the gospel and a word from God. What they really need to hear is, thy sins are forgiven thee. What they really need to hear is, get up into a new life, into a new way, in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You got a new life and a new path you can follow. The grace of God, you can. He said, any word from God? He said, there he is. How many of you was over hearing Brother Hunt preach? You're from Panama. I mean, he used to be, yeah. I know you've heard him on TV if you ain't heard him in person. And I had some funerals with him a long time ago now. But we went to a camp meeting one time. Actually, it was in Myrtle, Mississippi. Mississippi. We came back by, little above. Somebody, I remember something happened last night, but I never forgot this. We came back by Prattville, I believe it was, north of Montgomery, is that right? Anyway, I believe that's where it was. We come back by, because there was a preacher with us, said, I know where we can get some more preaching tonight. And we was hungry. Boy, let's give us some more. And we went by this church, and about four or five of us preachers. We went by there, and we went to the prayer room with them. You know, we used to do that. We don't think we need it no more. But we used to go to prayer room before, a lot of times would. I'm serious, still do some places. Go to prayer room. All the men would go back in the room and pray before the Bible service started. Well, brother, he was back there with us. We was praying. And God gave him a message while we was praying. He asked, he said, I'm looking for a verse. Anybody want to help us find it? Guess what the verse was? It's that verse right there. I thought about that when God got laying it on my heart. Is any word from God? You know what he preached on that night? That's probably been 45 years ago. You know what he preached on that night? Is any word from God? And he did preach. You know what? It's still a word from God. Any word from God? There he is. We got 66 books of it right here. It's powerful. Hebrews 4, I believe it's 12, said the word of God sharp. It's quicker and powerful and sharper than the two-edged sword. Divine in sunder the soul and the mouth. Listen, the word of God's powerful. It's sharp. It's wonderful. It's food to the soul. Is it a word from God? Yes. Let's get in it. But Peter said, get up, boy. Got him by the hand. You know what that crippled man did? Peter had a word from God. He didn't have what everybody else might have been putting in that cup. But I'm telling you what, he filled his cup up. God did. With the word of God. Word of God. Word of God. Bible said, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. God had a word. Listen, God had a word to Abraham. God had a word, listen, before that, and to Noah. Listen to Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And if God's brought you a word, you found grace. And God's got a word for you. Listen to the grace of God. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. And he told him the word from God was, build an ark for the saving of your household. I'm going to destroy this world. I read another verse that's in Jeremiah. And you know what it says? If I can find it, I'm going to read it. He said, Jeremiah 22, verse number 2 said, I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidest, I will not hear. This hath been thy manner from the youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. God said, I spake to you in your prosperity. I want to say to him,
this morning. God has spoken to us. He is speaking to us in our prosperity. And if we don't listen and obey and get back to God, listen, I'm telling you, we're in trouble. Bad trouble. God said, I spoke to you in your prosperity. Listen, when God sent the children of Israel into the promised land, he told them, don't you forget me. People want to argue, say our problems warmer globing. They want to argue and say our problems, this politician, that problem, our problem in America, and even in the church, is forgetting God. That's our problem. Forgetting God. He says, I spoke to you while you was prosperous in your prosperity, while everything was good. Hey, I heard him say on the news the other day that sort of some of them was mentioning Noah when they had this all this flooding there. They thought about Noah's day. Well, it's not going to flood the world again, I tell you. You see the rainbow? But I'm going to tell you, that's not how it's going to be destroyed. The next time it's going to be by fire. But I'm going to tell you something. We ought to wake up. Hey, God has blessed America in multitudes of blessings. Thousands of them now, even out there in Texas and Louisiana, don't have nowhere to go. Home's gone. Folks, God's speaking to us in America. Has been. He spoke to us. He said, I spoke to you in your prosperity. But said you wouldn't hear. You wouldn't listen. He said, this has been your manner all the time. Even from your youth. I'm going to tell you, it's harder and harder. Every time another generation comes on, I've noticed it. It's getting harder, Brother Larry, to get them to hear what thus saith the Lord. I'll tell you something. When we was youngins, that's been a good while ago now. Some of you agree with me. I'm going to tell you something. Boy, you start talking about God, scare me to death. You talk about judgment of God, talking about hell, fire and brimstone, scare me to death. I mean, I believe what it said. Raised up in it. Heard it. Listen. And God has spoken to America in her prosperity. And he's speaking to her today. He speaks, listen, I'm going to tell you something. He's speaking through floods, through hurricanes, through tornadoes, through fires. He's speaking through all these things and saying, you don't repent, you're gone. Life as we know it now in America, listen, will not be for very many more years, you can mark her down, if we don't repent in America. We forgot the law of God. Some of it starts in the pulpit. If I can find them where I'm going to read some. Look at verse number 7 of chapter 2 of Jeremiah. Look at chapter verse number 7 of chapter 2. I want to read this. What is on my heart. This is what I was talking about. He spoke to us in our prosperity. Verse number 7 of chapter 2 of Jeremiah said, I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land, made my inheritance an abomination. The priest said not, where's the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me, what? not.
The pastors also transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied Baal and walked after the things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. I think that's what he's doing now, pleading with us, with our children and with our children's children, pleading with us. So it's not all these things that people accuse it is. The problem in the United States of America, you spell it in three letters, S-I-N. And when you sin against God in a nation. Folks, that's our only hope, is to turn back to God. Is there any word from God? There he is. Look at verse number 13 of that same chapter. For my people, chapter 2 of Jeremiah, have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out them cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Israel is a servant. He is a homeborn slave. Why is he spoiled? We've forsaken the Lord. Awful. We've forsaken the Lord. Any word from God? There he is. Any word from God? There he is. Jeremiah was as simple. He said, I'm as a child. He said, I can't do it. I'm going to tell you something. God's got something for you to do. I'm still finding this out. He got the power and the strength and the wisdom and the knowledge to give you to do it. Amen. He was simple. He said, I'm a child. You know why? One reason Jeremiah did not want. He was sensitive. Really was. You know why? He loved his people. If you don't believe it, read it's Jeremiah 9:1. Oh, that my head with waters and my eyes with tears, I might weep day and night for the slaughter of my people. You see, Jeremiah hesitated to bring the message of judgment to his own people. Because listen, not only was he a simple prophet, not only was he a sensitive one, he sensed their feelings. He sensed what God was going to do to him. And it was breaking his heart. And he wept over them. He wept over them. That's what Jeremiah did. But you know where Jeremiah's strength come from? God told him, said, Jeremiah, I want to tell you what I want you to do. I want you to tell him every word that I'm giving you. And you know what? We give him, thus saith the Lord. You know what's going to happen? You give him what thus saith the Lord. God honors it. God confirms his word. God will bring it to pass. God's word will never fail. It's forever settled in heaven. It's all powerful. In the beginning was a word, and the word was God, and the word was God. Amen. And so when God's word go forth, listen, the living word, it's even in the book of Revelation, you'll find the word. His name shall be called the Word of God. It's Christ himself. We got the word to go forth for his glory and his honor. Thank God for his word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word's a lamp unto my feet, the light on my path. Word of God. Tells us how to live. Amen.
gives us hope, comfort, and strength, and help. Hallelujah. The Word of God. Glory to God. Hey. There's nothing like this book. Somebody said, well, God ain't speaking to us today. He will if you're getting that book. I'll assure you that. I can guarantee you he will. Amen. Hide it in your heart. It's powerful. It's sharper. It's wonderful. That's why we can't live by bread alone. You can't just live by natural food. You got to have some of that bread from heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm the bread that came down from heaven. He wants to feed you on the Word of God. He wants to fill you with the Word of God. Take the Word of God. Listen, it ought to be the most read book. Listen, you won't find other books that survive like this book has. Glory to God. It's been around. Listen, for thousands and thousands of years. The Word of God. Listen, it'll be here. God's wonderful Word. Any word from God? Yep, 66 books of it. Are we getting any word from God? Are we getting in His Word? I'm going to meddle a little. I want to ask a question too. I'm asking myself to. You spend more time in this book than you do with the TV? Do you spend more time in this book than you do with anybody else? It's a good question, ain't it? Word of God. No, you ain't. Somebody said, well, I done read it. I've been reading at it, on it, and through it. Listen, for the last 50 years. And I said, I hadn't scratched a surface. I have not scratched a surface. It never gets old. It never gets stale. Amen. It's fresh. It's new. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's glorious. The Word of God. Won't you try some of it? Hey, what prophets? What was that prophet? You know, they took one of the Word of God over. He said, it's good. Tasted it's good. Hey, one time I was going to take the Word of God over. Who was that, Brother Donnie? He helped me a little bit. He said, he didn't like what God sent him. He just tore it up and tore it up and burned it in the fire. Listen, God sent him another. Is that Zephaniah? Good to have good help, ain't it? that didn't stop God, though, did it? Didn't stop God from doing what He said He was going to do. So you can take the book. You say, I don't believe it. I don't know how I'm going to do with it. Well, just go right ahead and it ain't going to change God. Not one iota. You know, sometimes people will say, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. No, God said it, and that settles it. Well, you believe it or not. I'm telling you, God's Word will stand. It'll stand when the world's on fire. It'll stand when everything is fighting against it. The Word of God stand. Hallelujah. Thank God for His Word. Any word from God? There He is. Any word from God from this generation? There He is. Listen, this generation, America, and all the rest better quit trying to change the laws of this land to fit people's lives and get back to this book. I don't understand why they don't want the Ten Commandments nowhere. Listen, our laws are based on. I believe the Ten Commandments said you shall not kill, shall not steal, shall not commit false witness and all them things. But they don't like it. You know what makes me want to tell them sometimes? Well, let the thief alone then. You don't want him to look at the Ten Commandments. Just leave him alone. Let him steal everything. No. God said he's already wrong, didn't he? And still wrong. Still wrong. You know what man's trying to do now? He's trying to change marriage. Marriage. Can I tell you something? He won't change God. His marriage is male and female. There ain't no males and females marrying one another. He can make out like they like it and all that stuff they want to. And I'm telling you, they said they tried to force somebody to marry. Listen, I'd go to jail before I'd marry him. They can hit the road. Amen. Why you say be so mean? I ain't being so mean. I'm talking about what the Word of God says. We live in there. They're trying to change everything. Can I say something else? People don't like this country, don't like the one nation found under God, don't like the United States flag, don't like one nation under God and doing the allegiance to the flag of one nation under God. Go back to the country where you came from. Amen. Go back. But I'm telling you what's happening in America. We better wake up. What's happening in America is this. Listen, everywhere is bringing all their gods and everything else into this land and trying to force them on us, but there's only one true and living God. One word. We better get back to it. That's where we are. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Folks, while we still have the freedom to worship in it like this, we better do it in mean business with God. Because it's coming a time, if you and I live long enough, if Jesus tarries, if we don't have a great awakening in this country, in America, we'll have to meet secretly. Hey, he said, I don't like to hear that. But folks, he said he spoke to us in our prosperity. America's been blessed, I believe, better than any other nation's ever been blessed. We've had prosperity. I've seen a vast difference from back when the 40s when I was born. Then now, I've seen a vast difference in how everybody lives. I do. We've been blessed so abundantly. We really have. But I'm telling you, folks, I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm trying to encourage you. Let's get things right with God. Let's seek the Lord while He may be found. Let's call on Him while He's near. Our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's Lord. And so He said, is any word from God? There He is. There's the word. Apostle Paul had one. And I'm closing. I want to share this with you. It's been on my heart. And I thank the Holy Ghost for reminding me. Apostle Paul had a word from God. He used to be called Saul. And he's on his road. He was on the road to Damascus. And you know what? Light shone from heaven. What was Paul doing? Persecuting Christians. Hauling them in. Oh, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. Stricter of the law. But he didn't. He had never met Christ. But he had an encounter with Him. On the road to Damascus. Yes, He did. And God struck him down. Blinded him. He did. Who art thou? Lord, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. God had a word for him. He told him to go on in town. Certain told him where to go. He had somebody there ready. God had a word for him. He had a word for him. Anyway, went on in. Ananias laid hands on him and received the sight. Nothing all happened to him. Got full of the Holy Ghost. God filled him with the Spirit. He never was the same. Never was. But you know, forward, fast and forward now. So God was God was calling him. God ordained him to be a prophet, a servant. He ordained him, listen, to be an apostle. See, God called him. It wasn't Paul made it up. Paul was running the other way, but God appeared to him and called him. Forward over to a little bit now, the book of Acts, about the 26th chapter. Listen, Paul was out on the ship, headed to Rome. What was he headed there for? Because he's preaching the gospel. Because he's preaching Jesus. He's going through some persecutions. Had a bunch of prisoners on. He was a prisoner. Had a bunch of prisoners on there with him. And guess what? You're talking about in a storm. I want to say, God will speak to you and get a word from God. Leave him. Why are you dead in your sins? And he'll speak to you. Bring you up and give you life like he did Paul on the road to Damascus. Then secondly, he'll speak to you in a storm. You say, he will. Yeah. He will. Oh, Paul was out there in the storm. It had been 3 days, and they hadn't seen the sun, moon, and the stars in about 3 days and three nights. And the Bible said all hope they should be saved is gone. But listen. He was going to Rome. God had a mission over there for him. All hope was gone. They should be saved. But guess what Paul said? He got up and he spoke to him. He said, I'm going to tell you something. Sons, sirs, be of good cheer. He said, the God that I am, the God to whom I serve, has come to me and spoke to me, and he said something to me. He had a word from God. He had a word from God. He said, don't be no loss on this ship. He said, I'm going to save them all. He said, now the ship's going to go wrecked. He said, somebody's going to swim out, and somebody's going to float on boards out. But he said, we're all going to get out. And guess what? Oh, they had orders on that ship. Something happened to kill all them prisoners. But guess what? Old Paul found favor in their eyes. And because of that, all of them were saved and went out to shore. But Paul had, listen, Saul, it was Saul and Paul, he had a word from God. And that's what God said. He said, y'all going to get land safely. And guess what? Went on in there, and Paul was there gathering sticks. It was winter, it's cold, and they're building a fire. And the people was real nice to him. And many of them came to Paul, many of them were healed while he was on that island. But Paul was picking up sticks and the viper got on him. And guess what? Some of them said, well, he thought he's escaped, but he's some old evil one, he's going to die. But guess what? He shook the viper off in the fire. And the Bible says he felt no harm. And some of them changed their minds, said he must be a god. No, he wasn't a god, but he had a word from God. He wasn't God, but he had a word from God. And what? You know why God spared him? And you listen, he had a mission to carry. He had a witness to do. Listen, he had some preaching to do. And God spared him. And folks, I want to tell you, God, listen, got a word for you. Listen, if you're dead in your trespasses and sins, he's got a word saying, come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He's got a word saying, come to me. I'll forgive you your sins. And if you're going through storms and storms of life, hey, he's got a word for you, just like he did for Paul in that day. Even in the storms, you know what? He's always got a word for us. For the glory of God, would you stand with me?